You know, in various cancers, I can't even remember anymore because we talk about checkpoint inhibitors like every day, I think. But I know I've heard the concept of anti-angiogenics with checkpoint inhibitors. You know, I've heard about Bev, for example, and the idea that maybe somehow VEGF and Bev, you know, maybe even related to the immune system. What about either sorafenib or regorafenib with a checkpoint inhibitor? Is that being looked at?
I think it's going to shortly. I think there's interest in that concept. I mean, I'm not a scientist and maybe I'm a little bit of a skeptic, but it seems as though for any agent that's not a PD-1 antibody, someone can think of a reason why it would work best with a PD-1 antibody. So, you know, it is easy to get a little bit skeptical, but I think the VEGF story preclinically seems to be an interesting one. I'm not sure it's as strong as some other combination stories, but again, part of the desire to combine is if we always give things sequentially, especially in a patient population like the HCC population, you're going to have a lot of dropout between lines of people who just can't tolerate therapy after they've failed one line. So even if there's not a biologic rationale for combining these, they will be combinable from a side effect standpoint. And I think just getting as many responses as you can in a given line of therapy is likely to be beneficial for the population.
Well, you're not a scientist and I'm not a clinical researcher, but I have my pet-like theories. And what, here's something that I think would be, I don't know, I think it would be interesting. And again, I wonder whether there's been any talk about it. You know, you hear about the abscopal effect, you know, somehow dislodging antigens or something from radiation therapy. I was wondering if there's any interest in looking at intrahepatic chemo radiation or spheres or whatever, plus checkpoint inhibitors.
Well, I'm glad you asked. It gives me a chance to,
to
be a self-promoter. We're just getting ready to start a study just like that.
Really?
With yttrium-90 and pembrolizumab.
So. No kidding. Wow.
Yeah, I agree with you. That's an exciting area of biology.
That's great.
Yeah, I'm hoping we'll get first patient on in a couple months.
Here. Wow, that's cool. So maybe you could speculate a little bit about sort of the theoretical rationale for why HCC might respond to checkpoint inhibitors. You hear things about mutational load. Obviously, there's the issue of viruses. You know, I think it's really weird in head and neck cancer that HPV negative and positive both seem to respond. So I don't know what the theme is, but any theories about HCC in terms of what's going on?
I would have thought virus infection would have been a good trigger to create antigens. If the current trend holds up that the uninfected patients have higher response rates, and that's obviously going to throw that idea out the window. HCC is not a disease with a high mutational load, generally speaking. So we can't explain it there. You know, I think figuring out who this 20% is, it's not obvious to me right now. It's going to take some work to understand that better.
What do you see in terms of PD-1 levels in HCC?
I think the rates are similar to other diseases. Probably about a third are PD-1 positive. Again, it kind of depends on your cutoff. You know, you're calling it 1% or 5%. Are you looking at tumor-infiltrating lymphocytes? I think our data set is probably a little too small right now. The trial that was updated at the GI symposium was one that did not require patients to be PD-1 positive. So the nice thing about a study that does that is you screen a bunch of patients and you figure out what the PD positivity rate is. So we'll get some idea from this because we'll see those data eventually, but I don't know that answer right now accurately.
This concludes our program, and we should note that subsequent to this recording, regorafenib was approved for the treatment of hepatocellular cancer in patients previously treated with sorafenib. Special thanks to our faculty, and thank you for listening. This is Dr. Neil Love for this special spin-off interview program from a CME Satellite Symposium held at the 2017 GI Cancer Symposium in San Francisco.